No, fantastic to see you as part of the Black Dog Institute Day here at the Silver Foxes up at Narrabri. It's always good to sort of put something back into the game, isn't it?
No, absolutely. It's great to get out. We bring our families up, get together, and to get out and to support grassroots rugby is just a great opportunity for us to give something back to the game that's given us so much.
Yeah. Well, you're an older boy. You sort of fell into the game of rugby. You were doing a civil engineering degree at Sydney University, and someone dragged you out of bed at Wesley College, and you thought you'd have a bit of a lash, and you got hooked, man. What age were you, and what were your initial thoughts playing this foreign game of rugby?
I was 19 at the time, and you're right, I got dragged out of bed when I was at Wesley College to go down and play for Sydney University against West Harbour down at Concord. They hadn't taught me the rules, and I tripped a bloke. I just threw my leg out, tripped him, and all these blokes wanted to punch me, but I really enjoyed it. Went down to train with the Colts, and they just threw me in the middle of the line out there, and I haven't looked back. Just loved the game.
Yeah. It was great to work through Sydney University at that time. They weren't winning premierships off the bat, but they were just starting to. But they're a great club, aren't they?
They're a fantastic club. The home of rugby in Australia, the first club in Australia. It was a long time after I was there that they won the premiership, but I'd like to say that I laid the foundation there. But no, they've done very well in recent years. They're the team to beat, and Northern Suburbs had a great run against them this year to knock them off in the grand final.
Yeah. Also, you got a chance to go down with the ACT Brumbies and train under Rod McQueen, and got to see the wondrousness of Michael Jones being offside and scoring a try in the final there in 97.
Back then, I didn't know he was offside. They had us well and truly beat Auckland down there. It was a slippery track. I think Joe Roth had some money on the game on points difference, so he let a try in there. But I'll never let him forget that. But no, they were the better team on the day. But once again, fantastic experience. We were unlucky not to make the finals in the first year in 96. What a wonderful opportunity, and those guys have gone on to bigger and better things as well.
Of course, also you played for the Wallabies. Tell us of that experience of playing for the Wallabies. It must just be surreal, and you've got the cap, and where do you keep the jumpers as well?
I've got a box down in my shed with my my first jersey in there. I've given one to the Wagga Wagga Hall of Fame, and another one's proudly displayed at Mum and Dad's house at it was a wonderful experience to be down there, front row seat for the Harker down there in Carisbrook. They've updated the stadium since, but very proud. And the older I get, I think the better I was.
Well, then you went over, and you were one of the first real imports to go over to Munster. And what a machine they were, eh? A couple of European Cup finals, and the Celtic League, of course, and playing with such timid blokes as Mick Galway and Anthony Foley. And these blokes just must have been unbelievable to be part of the A la Rouge.
Yeah, there was Munster was a great experience. Very disappointed to finish up with the Brumbies. Thought I'd never get involved with a group of guys like that. But to be honest, I fell on my feet when I landed in Munster. Anthony Foley, Mick Galway, still keep in contact with them. Great friends of mine, and they've been lucky enough. They came out with the Lions tour and the Legends, and got to have a game against them a couple of years ago. That was great fun. Once again, Munster's had some great success. A bit short this year, but hopefully they'll come good again soon.
Yeah, certainly since you've left, you've had Turman Park completely redeveloped. That must be surreal to see that, but they still swap between, Cork and also Limerick.
Yes, they do. This year they're going to combine it for the first time. I used to live in Limerick, and we used to travel down to Cork one day a week for training, and the Cork boys would come up. But I understand this year they're going to consolidate the training ground. I haven't heard where it is, actually, but that'll be good. And we're lucky enough to go over there with the Silver Foxes. It was under the Australian Barbarians to play a match against the English Legends. That was 10 years after they won the World Cup in 2013. And went down to Limerick and saw the new Turman Park, and what a magnificent stadium. Yeah.